that Iran has now signaled support for the political process and for an alternative to Prime Minister Maliki.
And with Iran saying that, America saying it is supportive of Haider al-Abadi, is it likely that Nouri al-Maliki really has any moves that he can play?
Politically, Maliki is finished. The United States, the United Kingdom, European Union, United Nations, regional states, even Maliki's domestic rivals and allies, the Shias, the Sunnis, the Kurds, they all want him to go. But Maliki has proven himself time and time again to be a survivor. He is a very tough prime minister, and we can't predict how he is going to react. He can still cause a lot of problems for both the political process and his rivals. He is framing this as an illegal, unconstitutional attempt to unseat him. And he's being pushed into a corner, and we do not know how he is going to react.
If it were to go smoothly and there is a new government formed and it unites the Sunnis, the Shiites and the Shias and the Kurds, is it a sort of straightforward route to then taking on the Islamic State?
Absolutely no. And even if we do have a national unity government, Iraq as a nation state, as we have known it, is not going to return. The best case scenario is going to be a much more decentralized country. Worst case scenario will be de facto partition, more civil war, more bloodshed and ethnic cleansing on a much wider scale.
Haider Alkoei from Chatham House, specialist on Iraq. Thank you very much. We'll,